Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats football team, Derek Elmett. The Humboldt football team defeated the Ballard Bombers 21-18 Friday night in their home opener in Week 2 of the 2024 season. I caught up with Elmett to discuss the win as Humboldt closed out the game by taking a safety.
I just said, you know, 21 years of football, all the years I played, I've never had a game end like that, so that was a weird one. They're just dangerous. They have a dangerous returner. We took that timeout with 10 seconds, 9 seconds left, and we felt the best thing for us to do was take a safety, because even in that case, we kick it to them, and there's no time left. If there's any time left when they get the safety, we kick it to them, and there's no time left at the end. But I tell you what, Kyler Sirks did a great job of running around in the back of the end zone until that clock hit, and then ran out the back, and that was the game. It's the weirdest way a game's ever ended, I think, in my coaching career.
Ballard punts the first four times they have the football here tonight. Defensively, I know you talked about this team wanted a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
How pleased were you with the defensive effort tonight?
I feel like our defense played really, really good. You know, we gave up that long drive at the end where they scored, and then that all started with a little miscommunication on my part and Cohen's part, where he threw the ball there. You know, we have a lot of RPOs in our offense, and the pass option is available in certain plays, and I called a play where the pass option was available, and it should have just been straight run, nothing else. So, you know, I'm going to take credit for that one and say that pick was on me. We want to make sure that we grow from that, get in and just see that on film and see that was definitely not a good spot for us to make that call. And, you know, but I think, you know, our kids played so hard on defense. I'm so proud of them. You know, Cale Donahue had a heck of a night. He just seemed like he was going from sideline to sideline. And you got to remember that kid plays pulling guard too. I mean, he's pulling on almost every play. So to be able to play that fast at linebacker, at middle linebacker, and then still be able to go on the offensive side, drive after drive as well, really, really makes you proud of him. So I thought he just had a heck of a game as well. And our defense just really, at really opportunistic times, made huge plays. You know, times where it felt like they were moving the football a little bit and we were able to get a stop. Or, you know, I think we had two stops inside our own 30, something like that. And offense moved the ball pretty well a couple of times on those big stops. So I feel like, again, it's that thing we've kind of talked about already, but you're going to hear it a lot early on, is we're so close. We just got to continue to get better week in and week out. And you know, obviously we've got a big one coming up with Van Meter. We got to make the most growth we can make between week two and week three.
Well, I know you talked about a big thing in Iowa high school football is that growth from week one to week two. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that growth?
Yeah, I felt like we made some growth. They got a heck of a defense. You know, I think that and it all starts with that number eight. The Waka kid is a phenomenal football player. He made plays all over the field tonight. And I mean, we moved our protection around a little bit, switched some guys around at times just to try to protect against him. And they just brought the house against us. And at times it really made life hard for our offense. So we've got to see it on film. Go watch all that on tape and just see what we can do to make some corrections. And that is, again, going to be huge for us from week one to week two. One thing I was really proud of is we were able to change our snap count up a lot. And that, I felt like, helped slow them down at times. And, you know, we drew them off sides a couple of times as well.
Keegan Groh, big night for the Wildcats. Mm-hmm. Three big receiving touchdowns from Cohen Madsen. It's three times now between this game and last game, over 70 yards with the touchdown receptions. What are you seeing from that senior connection?
He catches the ball really, really well. He breaks away from a defender, and they were in man coverage a lot tonight. And he was able to identify the man coverage and run a couple of routes that beat it really, really well, get over top and catch a ball, get across the middle and catch a ball. The one at the end there, that last touchdown that he had, was really, really impressive, where outside move back across the middle on a post route and catch the ball in the middle and then break to the end zone. And that's just Keegan. I mean, you know, I said, who was the guy who didn't play him on offense at all last year? He played a ton of defense, but, man, he's an offensive weapon for sure.
Running back-wise, I know he had to shift around a few things, even in the receiving core tonight. What did you see from some of the changes here this evening?
You know, I'm really proud of our two sophomore running backs. I think there were some times where they really showed – I mean, they showed some grit, some toughness, and some promise. And, you know, moving forward, as long as Peyton's out, those two guys are gonna take the brunt of the load there, and it might be that running back by committee a little bit. But I'm really, really proud of those guys for stepping up and being ready.
Final thoughts from a win tonight against this Ballard team, in which now that's four consecutive seasons with a win against Ballard.
You know, I think it's awesome to get a win like this against a big school like Ballard, bigger school like Ballard, a 4A school. So that's 2 weeks in a row where we've had to battle 4A schools. You know, and again, it goes back to, you know, if we want to be successful in November, we've got to play tough teams in September. And that's this is another tough team. That team's going to win games this year. They're a good football team, and they're going to have opportunities to get out there. And, you know, they're going to find what works for them as well. And I just I think that that's what helps us be successful in the end is playing teams like this week in, week out.
Rematch against Van Meter. Last year was kind of a game I know a lot would like to forget from here in Mason Mock Field. But going down to Van Meter, a perennial team in the Dome every year, thoughts going into a powerhouse like Van Meter for week three?
Coach Trudeau does a tremendous job down there. He's a great human being. He works his kids extremely hard. He's taught them a successful formula that's worked really, really well for them. They're a good football team. They're going to be super disciplined. They're going to be tough. They're going to play hard. So it's a great opportunity for us, you know, going on the road. Before we talk about anything else, how about this field tonight?
Oh, we talked about
it a lot
on the broadcast.
It is absolutely beautiful. Shout out to our grounds crew. I mean, just having this thing ready just a few short months. I mean, it was down in mid-June, and having this thing ready to play like that tonight, it is just pristine and beautiful and, you know, painted. How can you want to play on turf when you can play on a field like this, man? This is awesome.
Beautiful field it is, and showing it off on the first home game of the season here at Mason Mock Field tonight. But, Coach, want to thank you for joining us.
Yep.
Congratulations on
thank
the victory,
you.
And we look forward to seeing you in Van Meter.
Yep, go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.